Senator Saviello, Representative Welsh, and distinguished members of this committee. My name is Kevin Roach, and I serve as the CEO and General Manager for EcoMaine. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you today to talk about this important legislation. For those of you who are not familiar with EcoMaine, I think our mission statement speaks for itself. EcoMaine provides comprehensive, long-term solid waste solutions in a safe, environmentally responsible, economically sound manner, and is a leader in raising public awareness of sustainable waste management strategies. When we believe that last phrase of that sentence is really utterly important to what we do in solid waste management. One of our fundamental principles is the solid waste hierarchy. We make our decisions by that solid waste hierarchy. That hierarchy is in state statute, and it's also in EPA. It's an EPA guidance tool as well. I have met with the EPA. They are on the same page with our hierarchy. I want to assure you of that. I've personally met with the EPA, and they are on the same page with how our hierarchy works. In preparing my testimony for today's hearing, I struggled a little bit as to whether I would be in support of or in opposition to or neither for nor against. And the reason being is because this committee has come so far, we are so close to making, I think, advances in solid waste policy in our state. But there was one item that really bothered me in the in this proposed legislation that I think needs to be addressed. But I do thank you for the amount of hours that you've put into solid waste management. Very much appreciated. The problem with this legislation, with all the good things that it brings, is that the one major flaw is that it applies, and the DEP recognized this earlier, and we do need DEP to help us through solid waste management, so I encourage you to keep them around. the disposal fees in this legislation are applied too early in the process and don't give recovery a chance to succeed. And so that is a major flaw, and as DEP pointed out, will not enhance the solid waste hierarchy and is not consistent with the solid waste management hierarchy. And so we need to make sure that we make that change, and with that change, I wholeheartedly would support this legislation. The problem with the landscape right now, I'll give you an example. The fee for landfilling wastewater sludge, $5 a ton. $2 a ton to landfill construction and demolition debris. $1 a ton for ash coming from a waste-to-energy plant. And you got it. Guess what? Waste, raw waste that's put in the landfill pays nothing. Totally backwards from the waste hierarchy, something that needs help, needs your support to change that policy so that the higher rungs of the hierarchy can exist. And the result of doing this type of work is the result of this backwards problem with the hierarchy is that landfills are filling up and the higher rungs of the hierarchy are underutilized. So you want proof of that. And earlier today, we heard a comment from a gentleman from Hamden. Hamden is live proof of landfills filling up in the state of Maine and not being around for future and being around for future generations to manage for the rest of their lives and beyond. And then also, the University of Maine did a study not too recently, but in 2011. And what they found was 40% of the waste stream is organic. Another 20% is still recyclable. So that's 60% of the waste stream where the hierarchy, again, is being underutilized. So the solution, what we're arguing for is to apply the fee when waste is put in the ground, because that's when it's not going to be reused, reduced, recycled, composted, digested, or used for energy. Once it's in the ground forever. In order to change that, we need to engage, enlist, enhance recovery, and we can do that through proper means of the waste hierarchy. And most importantly, we need to get rid of the exceptions, the exemptions. No exemptions for nobody, including waste to energy, including any facet of the solid waste industry. There shouldn't be any exemptions, because if you put it in the ground, you should pay at least a storage fee to keep it in the ground for long periods of time. If this legislation was amended to apply the fee once the waste is buried, with no exceptions and not before, then we begin to see small but meaningful results that are in fact consistent with the waste hierarchy. I commend this committee a few years ago when they put a fee for construction and demolition debris. And not everybody agrees with that fee, but certainly it's a step in the right direction, because once that C&D material is in the landfill, chances are it's not coming out. So very important move that this committee makes. And I would make the same move with this particular legislation. Just one comment in regards to the cider jugs, and I'm not going to follow my sword on this one, but I don't know.
Would you please tell us about what you think about the cider?
And it's interesting because cider I don't see on the sides of the road. Maybe that's because cider drinkers aren't litterers. But I think more importantly is the cost of processing that cider jug is something that you need to be concerned with. If you move the cider from the curbside program, it costs us a fraction of a penny to sort and separate cider jugs, okay? If you move it to the bottle bill program, you're going to pay 4.5 cents to process that same jug. And can you imagine what a 30-gallon sack of jugs looks like? Maybe you can get 12 jugs in there. Doesn't seem like it's going to be good for the environment the way I see it right now. Right now, cider jugs are included in the many of the recycling programs, and it happens to be our highest revenue material. So it's something that we want to hold on to. As outlined in this testimony, I hope that you will support an amended version of LD 1573 that is consistent with the waste hierarchy and will make solid waste policy less filling for the state of Maine. Thank you.
Breathe now. Representative Campbell.
So did I hear the bale of those containers?
There you go again.
The commodity is going up, all those nickels in that bale.
But think of the savings you're getting from not having to process those through the bottle bill program. 4.5 cents a container.
Yeah, but they're all nickels.
That's 9.5 cents.
Other questions? Yes.
Thank you, Kevin. I live in an EcoMaine community, so I'm very proud to be a member of EcoMaine. What would you say to the folks who have been exempt from the landfill fees for a number of years now, saying, wait a minute, you know, this is going to affect us somehow unfairly, and to legislators unlike me who don't have active landfills in our communities, what would you say to one of my colleagues who says, I really don't want to go home and tell anybody that our landfill fee, or I voted to eliminate the exemption on landfill fees?
You know, the landfill fees, I think, support rural communities, maybe even more so than more urban communities. We're not building any more landfills in Portland or Falmouth or South Portland. Those days are probably over. Where these landfills are going to be expanded and built is in rural communities. And so this is a protection from rural communities that are going to have to deal with big city waste, because that's where all of the waste, you know, not just in Maine, but across the country, waste is being landfilled at just unbelievable amounts of tons each and every day. And the beneficiary of that, but the person most impacted is those people who live in rural communities. You know what? It was $4 in 2000. I learned that today, too. $4 in what year? In 89, we're talking about $2. We've been paying it for processing ash. We've been paying the dollar. C&D is now paying it $2. These are very small but meaningful numbers. That what would I say to them? Well, you know, it's 2016. You know, get your recycling programs improved, recover more of your organic material, because the way of doing it of the past isn't going to work and is not sustainable. And so ultimately, over the long run, these landfills are going to come back to haunt us. I guarantee they will. These liner systems are not going to be, are not proven forever. And so there's going to have to be remediation, and your kids and your grandchildren are going to have to pay for that remediation someday. Why shouldn't we pay for the waste to deal with the waste today? If we're generating it, we should pay for it. And so that's what I would tell them. You're generating the waste, you ought to pay for it.
And how about Maine's sort of low-cost landfilling, how that relates to the rest of New England, where you know, states around New England in the region are getting stricter and stricter about what folks can do with their municipal solid waste, their commercial solid waste. How is that affecting rural Maine?
Well, that's why I want to keep up, because if we let ourselves get too far behind, we will be more of the dumping ground than we already are. And so we don't want waste coming into our state, and it's very hard to control that. And so I think we want to keep up with our surrounding states so that we don't end up with the environmental liability that others are very happy to give up. And big cities, they have to. They have no place to put the waste, and so they have to dump it on somebody else.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much. All right. We have Sarah Lakeman and then Mark Kohorst.